Grace and peace I bring to you from God, our heavenly Creator, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever taken the opportunity to, you know, when your kid asks for an egg, you offer a scorpion instead? I would imagine that even for our siblings that live in lands where scorpions are present, that would be an extremely foreign concept. But in the spirit of hospitality, this green and growing season after the Pentecost, I wonder what it looks like to recognize the invitation that Jesus offers us to hear need when our siblings talk to us, and respond to the need that our siblings, that our neighbors, that those who are around us actually offer, not what we think they might need instead. For ask and it will be given. Knock and the door will be opened unto you, right? Seek and you shall find. And thankfully, Abraham asks God for some respite, some time, in an effort to find righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah, to save at that time these two cities from being destroyed. For Abraham felt that he knew something that God didn't. Bold. We do experience Abraham often inviting God into recognizing a particular perspective that God might not already have. Bold twice. Seek and you shall find. Jesus and Abraham both are inviting us to recognize that perhaps we are not inherently evil. That there is good in each and every one of us, whether we agree with the person or not, whether we find that person honoring our siblings or not. We need only seek. It'll come. And so I spent a whole week at Fortune Lake with a bunch of youth. And I think that all of us have experienced a time or two, either in our youth or dealing with youth later, that perhaps they're not the most respectful people. They're not the most kind. And it may come as a shock to you, but even at church camp, conflict can arise. It's odd, I think, you know, when we think about conflict arising just in community because of the fact that the community exists, we often forget that we as a community often find ourselves in conflict too. And if we were to respond often, if we respond to children who are in conflict, you would think that conflict itself was bad. Seek and you shall find. Conflict is an opportunity for growth, an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to hear perhaps how our initial reaction to someone's need may not have actually honored them in the answer that we have come to. So on this last week, during this time of great Lego builds and creation as an invitation in the opposition to war and strife that any of these children may have experienced outside of camp, some conflict came up, bubbled to the surface, if you will, invited some of our siblings to pull themselves out of activities, maybe, because it didn't quite go the way that they thought. It didn't quite move forward in the way that they felt that they needed at that time. And rather than communicate that in a healthy, curiosity-filled way, they often sit in the corner and pout a little bit. Now, there's an opportunity here that we can recognize that maybe we just let them pout, and that's fine. They can remove themselves from the community if they need to. But I don't think that that's what Abraham is offering us in this space. And I don't think that that's what Jesus is offering us in this space too. Allowing somebody to pull themselves out of the community rather than grow might be the wrong idea. And so oftentimes a cabin leader or I would go up to that child and say, "Hey, bud, what's up?" And they would tell us, "I couldn't find the little Lego engine that I needed in an effort to complete my vision. So-and-so took the piece that I needed in an effort to build whatever it was that I had created in my mind. I can't find this piece. And I'm frustrated." And so rather than let them sit in that sense of frustration, rather than let them remove themselves from the community, that was an opportunity to partner directly with them in an effort to really get down to the heart of the need. Because when it comes right down to it, it's not the piece that's the problem. It's not the missing engine that's the problem. Because I will tell you, I don't know how many thousands of Lego pieces we had, but it was about 25 bins full of Legos that Fortune Lake maintains for just these kinds of experiences. And so if there's one Lego engine, I promise there's two. Seek and you shall find. And so partnering with this young kiddo who is struggling in that moment to recognize his own needs, we go and we search. And eventually we find. Or the opportunity to build partnership in that space offers them some recognition to say, "You know what, maybe I don't need to be so rigid about what it is that I need in this space. Maybe I can build something else. Maybe I can go to that friend who I thought took a piece from me and I can find out what they're doing and join them. And turn this exclusivity, this pulling ourselves out of a community into a possibility for celebration, into a possibility of recognizing the kingdom of God coming near in that space, as though we had just together prayed the Lord's Prayer, recognizing that bread in this case is a Lego piece, not something that we might put in our mouth. And in that experience, these children grow, recognizing that there are other ways to react to feeling pushed out and moving themselves back into community as God invites us, as Jesus reminds us, as Abraham invites God to recognize that not all of us are inherently bad. And if we seek the good, if we partner together, if we communicate with one another, if we invite each other into recognizing the perspectives that exist outside of our own potentially narrow view of how things might be, should be, could be, coming together in that space is what God invites us to do. And growth is possible. It's not magic. It's heaven. The opportunity to experience God's presence in each and every one of us. And how just sitting down, asking some questions, learning how to love one another with honor and inclusivity, and expressing that opportunity that Jesus invites us to pray every day, that heaven may come to earth. That is our call, siblings. That is our mission. How can we come closer together to make those around us feel seen, heard, and loved? And I leave you with that question this week. Do not let the near 100 degrees today deter you from thinking about what that might mean for you in these coming days. How do I approach my neighbor, my sibling, my family member, in the hope of not just being loved, but love in return. Amen.